Let's just pray for a moment before I begin. I know my sheep. Lord God, may we come to understand that fully, how you know us. And may we know you better as a result. Amen. So last week we were talking about bodies and being the body of the church in this place. And we're going to continue on that theme, talking about how we act, how we live as that body of Christ here. But whilst I'm talking, those of you who like to do something whilst I'm talking, it helps you think and concentrate. I challenge you to make a model of a sheep out of the Play-Doh that is around. If you haven't got any good Play-Doh, go find another pot that's got good Play-Doh in it. And I want to see a whole lot of sheep in a little bit. Okay. So Jesus said, I am the good shepherd. I know my sheep, and my sheep know me. Now I wonder, this is one for everybody to think about, how do you feel known? How do you realise that somebody else really knows you? What is it that they do, or they say, or how they act, that makes you feel known? Just have a moment to think that yourself. What is it that makes you feel known? Is anyone willing to share what they think? Yeah, Susan. They choose you the right Christmas present. It's true. A good present definitely makes you feel the known, yeah. Elaine? When you're feeling down, they sort of get in touch and ask if you're okay. Yeah. Did you have one, Becky?
They use your name.
They use your name. Oh, yeah, Anka.
They know the proper pronunciation of your name.
They know the proper pronunciation of your name. Excellent. Take it one stage further. Okay, well, I'm going to stop there because actually, I'm going to talk about names. It was almost like you set that up perfectly. Because actually knowing someone's name is really powerful. For me, someone knowing my name is really powerful. They've actually known who I am and they've remembered it. They've remembered my name. It's a bit harder now because lots more people know my name and then I don't know their name and I feel awful because I just am a bit more visible. But I remember when people knew my name, it was really, really powerful. It helped me feel known. Okay, so I have a little challenge. Just have a moment to look around the church. How many people can you name? Okay. I wonder if there are people you don't know. I am sure there are people whose names you don't know. You will find on your tables in front of you a whole load of name labels. I'm going to invite you to write your name on your name label and stick it on today, because then we might get to know each other's names a little better. And it is awful, isn't it? Especially if you've asked someone their name three times and you've forgotten it again. You really don't want to ask again. So today is your opportunity to pretend you remembered it because you can just glance at it. But it's another good way to get to know people's names. If there aren't any name labels near you, do get up and go and find some elsewhere. There should be enough for each table, and there should be some pens on the tables too, so that you can write more clearly. Okay, those of you who are on Zoom, it's a bit easier for you, isn't it? Because you can just rename yourself and you have your name on the screen, so everyone knows each other's names on Zoom. This is great today, we have our name labels on, but we won't do this every Sunday, although I did once have a service where we did just do this as a matter of course, so that anybody who was new, well, everyone was wearing name labels, whether they knew each other really well or not, and it just made it a bit easier. But I'm not suggesting we do that every week. But for those of you who struggle to remember names, also guilty, it can be a real challenge, can't it? People tell you their name, and you do want to remember it. It's not that you don't care, but it's just really hard to remember it. Well, there is good news for us, because God doesn't have that problem. God knows each of us by name. We hear it in Isaiah 43, that God calls all each of us by name. God knows our name already. In Psalm 139, we hear that God knows us intimately, knows everything about us. From before we were born, God knew all about us. In Luke, Jesus tells us that God has counted every hair on our heads. Some of us, it's easier to count. Some of us, it's a lot harder to count. God has counted every hair on our heads. I always found that phenomenal. God knows us. And to me, that is the gospel, that we are known completely and loved by God. That is incredibly powerful, I think, especially in this day and age. One of the things is that we just feel insignificant. We don't feel valued. And that causes a lot of problems in our society. People do not feel loved. There is incredible power to know that God loves us and knows us. And I want to describe not just loves us, likes us too. It does change it slightly. Sometimes love is like, oh, of course God loves us, God has to love us. God actually likes you as well. That's even more powerful. And so the thing is, we are called, as the body of Christ here on earth, the present, physical, resurrected body of Christ on earth in this place, we are called to share the gospel, right? And I just said, that gospel is that people are known and loved. So those of you who are terrified by the prospect, that word evangelism or mission, and you think it just means we have to go out there and stand on the street corner and tell people about Jesus, if that scares you, do not fear. One of the best things you could possibly do is actually to come alongside someone and learn their name. You will be witnessing to God's love, power, and knowledge of that person in that simple way. Coming alongside someone, getting to know them. Start with their name. It will build to you learning more about them, but start with their name. Now, at some point, it's all very well that we get alongside people and we're kind to them and nice to them and remember their name. At some point, they need to know why we are motivated to do that, right? So at some point, they do need to make that connection that we are motivated to do that loving and caring thing because we ourselves are known and loved by God and we want to share that with them. And so at some point, we need to make that connection. But here again, it's that thing of being a body together that helps. Because it's not up to you. You don't have to do it alone. You could become part of this body of St. Philip's and the activities we do as an umbrella, the warm spaces we do, the youth groups we offer, when we go into school, all the other activities, Phil's people, the community meals, those things we offer spaces to get to know people, to know their name, to know more about them, to tell them that they are loved. Those are things that the church does. And so people have already made that connection without you having to say a word if you are part of that event. So there's something about being part of the body. I would really pray that at some point you would be able to articulate what it is that you love about God and why God is special to you. But let's be honest, with different personality types, that can be easy, that can be hard. For some of us, it might take a lot more to be able to articulate what it is that God means to us, to share that with someone else. And again, that's okay, because we're not doing it alone. We are part of a body. We all have different gifts. For some people, they can articulate their faith amazingly. I'm in awe of the way people can talk about their faith. For others, we do it differently. But it's okay because we're working together as one body in this place to witness to the power of God knowing us and knowing us by name. So we're going to take time to respond to this, not just sit and listen to it, but actually physically respond to this. And there are various different ways, as ever in our all-age service, lots of different ways to respond to what we've talked about, depending on how you think you learn best and want to explore it. That's a lot of text on there. Don't read that for the moment. That's just to remind you when we get to the talking point. If you just look at me, I will explain it. Oh, Tatiana, excellent. I could see people were still reading it. So, first thing, if you like being active, right? We've gathered a lot of sheep up here. I'm going to invite you to name them all. There's a lot of sheep to name. A different name, actually, they don't have to be different names, but please don't name them all Bob. It gets a bit confusing. And then you can do your own sheep hunt again and gather in the sheep again. So if you want to come and name sheep and then hide them around the church and then go and gather them, you can do that, remembering that God knows each of us by name and wants to gather us together into one body. You might like to sit and reflect and have some time to think what we've just talked about, think it through. And I encourage you to think of 10 people whose name you don't know, but who you see regularly. Maybe that person on the school run that you always smile at and haven't ever found out their name. Or maybe that person in the shop on Mill Road who you always go in and see, and you pass the time of day, you've had a conversation, but you don't know their name. Someone you sit at the bus stop with regularly. Someone in church. 10 people whose name you don't know, and think, how might I find out their name over the next month? I'm not saying you have to do it all this week. So have a think about people that you could get to know their name. Or if you want to have a conversation around the Bible, you could of course do all of these, by the way. You don't have to pick and choose. I invite you to read that passage again. So John 10, 11 to 17. And have a look. There's some really interesting distinctions between the flock being scattered by the hired hand and the flock being gathered together by Jesus. And there's just a couple of reflection questions up there about why is it so terrible for the flock to be scattered? And why is it really hard to do faith when we are individual and scattered? Why is it important to be gathered? So there's an opportunity to go deep in the Bible and think about that. There's an opportunity to do a sheep gathering exercise, and there's an opportunity to do some reflection. Tatiana, you can pop that up again now. People can read to their heart's content. Thank you very much. Let's respond, guys.